God's love.
What happens when love hurts? I'm Vashti McKenzie. It's Love Week, and this is your wake-up call. Love can hurt, you know, when the one you love doesn't love you like the way you want to be loved, or they're not into you as you're into them, or when the love you give is mistreated or misunderstood, when there's a confusion between lust and love, and they are not synonymous, you know. When you love and the other person doesn't know it or is oblivious of how you feel, that's called unrequited love. Love hurts. Or when your heart is broken, when they walk out on you or refuse a commitment and a covenant relationship, when they separate, divorce, talk about you bad all over town, exposing your secret self, sharing your confidences and make it their business to bring you down for no good reason except you represent a challenge and they need another notch in their gun. Love can hurt. Sometimes people you love hurt you, like they break your nose, blacken an eye, break your arm, bruise a rib, slap you around, stomp on your emotions, humiliate you in front of your friends and others. That's not love. Be not mistaken. That's abuse. And you don't have to take it. This is not a don't ask, don't tell situation. Keeping it a secret can get you killed. If you get hurt, go to the doctors, go to the emergency room, get help, tell somebody, a neighbor, a friend, knock on somebody's door, get up and get out of there. There's shelters and agencies that can help. Take all threats seriously. Yeah, the threat to kill you, to stab you, to shoot you, to burn you up. Take it seriously. Can you spell police? P-O-L-I-C-E 911. Get up and get out. And you don't have to stay and take it. That's not love. That's abuse. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. You don't have to stay and take it.